This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's president has hailed the country's soldiers from a Black Sea island to mark 500 days of war. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has marked the day in a video from Snake Island, which has become the symbol of Ukraine's resilience in the face of the Russian invasion. Zelensky honored the Ukrainian soldiers who fought for the island. I want to thank from here, from this place of victory, each of our soldiers for these 500 days. On the day the invasion was launched, the Russians urged the Ukrainian military on the island to surrender. The response was one of defiance and resistance. The Ukrainian military recaptured the island a few months later in June 2022. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meantime, Ukraine's defense minister welcomed the U.S. decision to send cluster bombs to Kyiv, saying it would help to deoccupy the Ukrainian territory, but vowed that the munitions would not be used in Russia. The U.S. announced on Friday that it would supply Ukraine with widely banned cluster munitions for its counteroffensive against occupying Russian forces. Cluster munitions are prohibited by more than 100 countries. Mercenary fighters of the Wagner Group chief are preparing to move to Belarus under the terms of a deal that defused their mutiny against Russia's military leadership. That's what a senior commander of the group was quoted as saying. Since the June 23rd to 24th mutiny, which saw Wagner fighters briefly seize a southern Russian city and march towards Moscow, the exact whereabouts of the group's leader and his mercenaries have been unclear. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Climate change is ratcheting up the stress on farm workers on the front lines of a warming Earth. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
As Earth this week repeatedly broke unofficial heat records, it's a reminder of a danger climate change makes worse for farmers and all outdoor workers. Cameron Way owns Way Farms in Ohio.
Past week or so, it's been a little hotter than we'd like to see, but it also makes things grow, so. You know, as long as we don't get excessive, it's not horrible.
Some farm work is automated to help beat the heat, and then there's this.
We start early in the morning and try to beat the heat. You know, we'll try to be done out of the fields by noon at the latest. Some days we can, some days we can't.
Farm workers are 35 times more likely to die of heat exposure than other workers, according to the National Institutes of Health. I'm Julie Walker.
A Florida man prosecutors say is affiliated with the Proud Boys was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Barry Ramey, an aircraft mechanic, was convicted of assault and trying to intimidate an FBI agent investigating him before his arrest. Prosecutors say Ramey joined a large group of Proud Boys on the morning of the riot, and they charged the police line, attacking police officers with pepper spray. Ramey's lawyer noted her client didn't enter the Capitol, steal anything, or remain defiant following January 6th, as many others have done. She also said he understands the gravity of his actions and is ready for a change. Prosecutors also say Ramey anonymously called the agent he was accused of intimidating and recited the agent's home address over the phone. Ed Donahue, Washington.
NATO has turned Vilnius into a fortress defended by advanced weaponry to protect U.S. President Joe Biden and other alliance leaders meeting next week only 32 kilometers from Lithuania's border fence with Russian ally Belarus. 16 NATO allies have sent a total of about 1,000 troops to safeguard the July 11th through 12th summit, which will take place only 151 kilometers from Russia itself. Many are also providing advanced air defense systems, which the Baltic states lack. Japan on Saturday marked 1 year since former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was gunned down during an election speech by a man angry at his links to the Unification Church, the death of Japan's longest-serving prime minister, which was caught on video, rattled a nation unused to gun violence. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.